Monday, Shir 9.
Okay, Rabbeisai, we're going to be Iker Chazer over what we did yesterday. We're also trying to make a Shlemus in the Nekuda that we spoke about. What was the first thing we mentioned in the Shir yesterday? Do you know what we mentioned the first thing in the Shir? We started with the Sman Reb Kiv Eger. We mentioned yesterday the Machloikes, the Sman Reb Kiv Eger as to why ain't Shlech L'Dvar Avera. The Sman says it's a Svara of Divrei Arab, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishoimim. And that's a Svara, Kasava Shalo Yishmaloi. He thought he's not going to listen to him. I have two different Pshatim in the Sma. One Pshat is I was just joking. The other Pshat is maybe I wasn't just joking, but I didn't really think you were going to do it. So it wasn't real Das. I didn't really think that you were going to listen to me. I don't know if there's a difference, but it's just a difference of whether or not we say, was I just being Meshata Nibacha, or wasn't I was just thinking, it's just I didn't really think it was going to happen, so therefore it's not real Das. Akobanim, that's the Pshat of the Sma. We said anyway, the Yad Ramah says it's only if he tainas Dira Dira Tamid Yishayim. The Gilyon HaShas brings the Yad Ramah that the only time you say Shlech L'Dvar Avera is if the Mishalech tainas it. The Losh of the Gemara is not Mashma, by the way. The Amrinon Le should say Da'amar Le. The Amrinon sounds like he doesn't have to tain it, but that's what the Yad Ramah says. We said that fits together with the Sma because it's not a din that ain't Shlech L'Dvar Avera. It's a Svara. The Svara is, I'm saying I didn't mean it, so I have to say that. If I don't say that, so then we'll assume that he meant it. Rabbi Kiv Eger, however, says that it sounds like it's more of a din. The way we were magged Rabbi Kiv Eger was is that the chiddush of shlucha shaladim kimoisai is only nischadesh the chiddush when a person is doing a mitzvah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadesh shlichus, wasn't mechadesh the parish of shlichus when it's an aveira. There's numerous nafkaminas. It has nothing to do with any tainas. You don't have to taina anything according to Rabbi Kiv Eger. Shoygeg mezid, it all doesn't make a difference. When it's bechevtz and aveira, it doesn't pass. We had some questions on the Sma. One question we had on the Sma, which we're going to have to deal with, is, and this is the question that the Pnei Yeshua asks, is according to the Sma, the Chayra, there's no makom for exceptions to the rule. How could you have an exception to the rule? He's saying, I didn't mean it. So but the Gemara says, by me'ilah and shlichus yad, shneksum v'kecharei melamdim. How does that make a difference? What difference does it make if it's exercise or not? If it's a svar, it's a svar. How could you have exception to this rule? If you're telling me the Torah wasn't mechadesh shlichus, so I understand over here for some reason the Torah was mechadesh shlichus. But if it's a svar, it's a svar. That was one kasha, and then that was the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua, and then we had the kasha of Tosfos. How does it pass bichlal? By Me'ilah. Me'ilah is always on a Shoygeg. And the Chori said, Shoygeg is not doing, we'll see Taisa soon. We said that the Machloikas Ken Zayn between the Sma and Rukiv Eger depends on how you understand Shnei Ksum Abam Kechad Ein Melamdim. Is the Pshat Ein Melamdim, we see nothing from there. If you see nothing, so then you have to have some sort of reason why Ein Shnei Ksum Abam Kechad says the Sma, it's a Svara. Or Shnei Ksum Abam Kechad Ein Melamdim is really Melamdin. It's Melamdin Farkert. Taisa says it's melamdin fakert. It's melamdin. Why did the Torah write it twice? Because it's obviously not true kala Torah kula. So therefore, it's kind of the Torah is telling me ain't shlich l'dvar avera. Why? Gzeris hakosov. That's not nischad shlichus. That would be like Rabbi Kiv Eger. Okay. How does Taisa? Let's see. Yeah. Perhaps we said that this machloikes between the Sma and the Rebbe Kiv Eger is going to be tully in the machloikes Tosmis Rid and Rashi. How is that? As follows. What's the Svar? He's not going to listen. Why should he not listen? You told me to do something. I did it. The answer is, we said, I'm not going to listen because Hashem told you not to do it. Divrei Arav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishoimim. Why should I listen to you? I should listen to Hashem. Now, that Svara, Lechoira, says that Teres Shmuel is only if I'm going to be held accountable for doing it. If the Shliach is going to be held accountable, so then we would say that he shouldn't listen, he should listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if we say Mechayiv, Rashi says, Mechayiv Sholchoi V'loi Shliach, so now he's not doing a sin, he's not held accountable Bechlal. On the side of Yesh Shliach L'dvar Aveira, it's not even a Siachas to him Bechlal, it's the Siachas Kuloi to the Mishaleach. Under those circumstances, so then I wouldn't say a Svar if they're out there telling me So that's going to depend. If you say that this svara is just a question to the mom and also the avera, that's going to be a whole discussion. I'll call upon him. I'd like to see what is Tosfos's shita. How does Tosfos hold? Let's see Tosfos. Amai moal neima ein shleach l'dvar avera. Tema says Tosfos. Ha'al kochoch mayri b'shoigeg. Di b'meizid lekamila. Dein mila b'meizid. Im kein ye shleach l'dvar avera. Dilo shayach l'meimer di b'rav di b'rav. Says Tosfos, in order for there to be Me'ilah, we have to be talking about Shoigeg. But if it's Shoigeg, the cloud's going to be Yeshliach L'dvar Avera. Why? Because you can't apply the Svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimim. Who does it sound like Tosfos is going like now? The Sma, because he's saying, the Svara is, I thought you weren't going to listen to me, but if you don't know it's an Avera, so then you obviously are going to listen, because you don't know it's an Avera. Sounds very much like the Sma. Let's see Tosfos' Teretz. Says Tosfos. What?
What? How is he supposed to weigh your words versus the Rav if he doesn't say anything wrong with it?
We were learning in Reb Kiva Eger that it's Xeris HaKosev, it wasn't Neschadish Shlichus HaNan Avera. So if it's not Neschadish Shlichus HaNan Avera, because Mikoyach Dibriya, Mikoyach Shnei Ksum Avam Kechad Ein Malamdin. So it wasn't Neschadish Shlichus. We're going to do it this way. That's what we're saying. That's what we say. I know the Lashon Kiveger is not. That's what we're doing, and it's Mikoyach. It's Mikoyach the Xeris HaKosev of Ein Melamdin. Voimari says the Ri Dehacha Mayri Afilu Benizkar Hashliach Kaomer Demol Balabayis. The hash the parach amay mol name ain't shlichu devar aver derav 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 shoymim v'afagav the niskar shliach mol balabayis. The shliach is niskar, the balabayis is mol. Says Tosfos, the case is that the shliach is taka amazed. Shliach is not shoygeg, so does it pass for the shliach the svar of divrei rav divrei talmud divrei mishoymim? Yes, because the shliach is amazed. So therefore, over here we should, in theory, say and shliach l'dvar avera. But why is the mishaleach chayiv? Because the mishaleach is a shoygeg. But if the mishaleach is a shoygeg, so then vayter doesn't pass divrei rav divrei talmud divrei mishaimim. Because what's the svara? We say that the mishaleach says, "I didn't think you were going to listen to me." But if the mishaleach is a shaygeg, so the chori is going to think that he's going to listen to him. We said, according to the Sma, you need two things to be true. The shliach has to be amazed, and the mishaleach has to be amazed. If the shliach is a shaygeg, the mishaleach can't say, "I didn't think you were going to listen. You didn't even know it was an avera." And if the mishaleach doesn't know it's an avera, he can't say, "I didn't think you were going to listen because I didn't know it was an avera." I have to be able to say, "I didn't think you were going to listen to me because I knew it was an Avera and you knew it was an Avera." But the Tosfos says, the Shliach is Mezid, the Mishaleach is Shoigeg. The Chayra, the Fizeh, we're back left. This can't be the Sma. And it can't be the pshat that we were saying for Mekiv Eger either. We were saying it's not Nischadish, the Parsha of Shlichus. So then who cares? What was Tosfos' kash in the first place? He's a Shoigeg. So what? The Maisa wasn't Nischadish, the Parsha of Shlichus. And am I saying it is a Svara? So what's going on? We have what appears to be a stira in Tosfos. Rabbi said to Zayn Klor. The Sma says it's a Pashita Svara. The Svara is a Kasavishala Yishmaloi. We learned in Reb Kiv Eger, it's really a Ritva. We'll say it in the Ritva, the Reb Kiv Eger, that it's not a Svara. It's like Xeris HaKotziv. Where is the Xeris HaKotziv? Ain't Shlech L'Dvar Avera. Shnei Ksumah Boin Ke'echad Ein Malamdin Malamdin Fakert. That's Xeris HaKotziv. That ain't Shlech L'Dvar Avera. What's the Xeris HaKotziv? The Torah wasn't Mechadish Shlichus Anan Avera. The Ritzvah brings a raya to this, because the Gemara discusses Ein Shlech L'Dvar Avera on Chotzer. On Chotzer, Chotzer Mishum Shlichus. Says the Ritzvah, Chotzer Mishum. Is there any discussion if the Chotzer is going to listen to me or not listen to me? Is there any discussion if the Chotzer is going to listen? Of course not. So what's the Gemara talking about Ein Shlech L'Dvar Avera on a Chotzer? Says the Ritzvah, because it's a Gzeiros HaKosuv. Ein Shlech L'Dvar Avera. Which pasuk? Sma said not like that. Sma says it's a smart kasava shalo yishma. Tosa starts out and says, how could you say shlech l'dvar avera? Shlech doesn't know. Tosa is clearly learning it's a smara. What's the smara? Says the sma. I thought he wasn't going to listen to me. But then Tosa says the shlech is mezid, the mishaleach is shoygeg. So weiter, how do you have a smara of shlech l'dvar avera? Weiss Tosa is saying a new smara. A new smara. Not the svara of the sma, not the way we were saying from Rabbi Kiva Eger, a new svara. What's the svara of Tosfos? So Dach Sechmir, you could say the pshat is as follows. And if I remember correctly, this is going back many, 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 many years ago. I think around 15 years ago, I heard this svara from Rabbi Shariyeli. It could be some want to say maybe that's Ken Zayin, some of the Achroinim Ataka saying that. Svara is as follows. And I'd like to give you a mashal. Let's say Toivi in his dabbles a little bit in the market, Toivi Silver. And he decides that it's a good thing to buy silver. Now's a good time to buy silver. In the market, silver is a very stable commodity. And the market is now, right now, it's known to be a stable commodity. And he thinks it's right now, it's a good time to buy silver. So Toivi sends out a blog on paper, buy silver. At the same time, Warren Buffett, who is known to be perhaps the person that knows the market best of anyone in the world, says that now is a bad time to buy silver. And the person says, you know what, I'm going to buy silver. So, is the pshat that he's listening to Toivi, or the pshat is he's clearly not listening? Because if you're listening, you're going to listen to Warren. Anyone who's listening is going to listen to Warren Buffett. As much as, if it comes to pshat in Tosfos, we can listen to Toivi. If it comes to maybe a medical advice, I listen to Toivi over Warren Buffett. But if it comes to a question of finances, it doesn't make sense. You're not really listening to Toivi. I'm listening to Toivi. No, you're not. You're doing what you want to do. Because if you would be listening, you'd be listening to Warren Buffett. Lahavdil elef alfei avdolus, elef alfei rivavois, milyoine midardim of avdolus. Divrei harav, divrei hatalmid, divrei mishaymim. If you want to make the mashal a little bit better, we can make the mashal a little bit better. Let's say there's someone, I happen to know someone who is like very fond of Warren Buffett. He follows Warren Buffett around and he's like into Warren Buffett. He says buy silver, and then Warren says not buy silver. So then you can listen to the guy that's all like a kishift with Warren Buffett. You can listen to him. Oh, it doesn't make any sense. You're clearly not listening. So divrei harav, divrei hatalmid, divrei mishaymim. The pshat is you're not really listening to him. You're doing it because you want to do it. It's not, I'm doing it because he told me to do it. If you're listening, you listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the... So another, if he's a shoygeg, if the shliach is a shoygeg, he doesn't know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him not to do it. So the pshat is he's taka listening to the mishaleach. But the fact that Mishaleach is a Shoigeg doesn't change whether the Shliach is listening or not. That doesn't change the fact that the Shliach is now in a situation where he has Divrei HaRav and Divrei HaTalmud. So the Mishaleach being a Shoigeg isn't going to change anything. And Achanami, Yitzi is saying very good. The svar of the Sma is really klapei the Mishaleach. Kosovah shalo yishmaloi, the Mishaleach says, I didn't really make you a Shliach. This is a svar in the Shliach, right? That's maybe Pshat, we dike in Rashi. It says, Rashi, ki oise me'elov. It says, if he did it on his own, the Mishaleach taka gave him a tzivoy. He did give him a tzivoy. According to the Sma, he didn't give him a tzivoy. I didn't tell you to do it. It's like I told you, let's say, fire it up now on Shabbos. The guy starts lighting the. So what are you doing? You said fire it up. I didn't mean light it up. I meant fire it up. I didn't mean that. So that's not a tzivoy. But according to the to what we're saying, it's taka is a tzivoy. Aber, when you're listening, it's like you're doing it on your own. Because if you're going to listen, who are you going to listen to? You can listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a third svara in Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Right now we have three pshatim. One is the pshat of the Sma, and the Sma would say that it makes a difference if he's a shoygeg, he's amazing, and it makes a difference if he's a muchzik. According to the Sma, a person who's muchzik to do an Aveira, we saw that we brought down from Taka from the Rishonim, it's Taka, over there we say, Yei Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. According to the svara that we're saying now, even the person's muchzik to do it, but he shouldn't be listening to him. He's doing it because he wants to do it. I can't say, I'm just doing it because he told me. That's it. He said to do it, I'm doing it. You can't say that. But if the shliach is a shaygig, then maybe you'd say yishlech d'var aver. Yeah. Okay. And the third pshat that we said was the pshat that shneksim v'am kechad ein melamdin is melamdin fakert. Now, what we have over here is a slight stira in Tosfos. How is that? Because we quoted a machloikas Rashi in Tosfos. If shneksim v'am kechad ein melamdin, we said from Rabbi Elia Baruch Finkel, is ein melamdin teaches us nothing, or ein melamdin it teaches us that fakert. Tosfos said ein melamdin means it teaches us fakert. Then we would say Tosfos Nechoira should go like the pshat we were saying from the Ritva, from Rabbi Kiva Eger, that the din of Shlichus Dvar Aveira is Exeris HaKotsuv, that tells us that it's not Nischad Shlichus. So why does Tosfos by us speak about the fact that Shoigeg doesn't pass the Svara? It seems to be a stira in Tosfos. It appears to be a stira in Tosfos. What one could say. What? You have to know if it's the same Balei HaTosfos. That's always a question. The stira in Tosfos is not like a stira in Rashi, Rashba, Ramban, or any of the above, because there's multiple Balei HaTosfos. However, when the Tosfos is in the same Masechta, it makes it a little bit more difficult. And if it's the same Balei HaTosfos, then it's not a legitimate stira. So you have to see if there's a way to try to finagle out of the stira. But we could say something else. And this is an important idea that I heard many times from Rav Meir Stern Shlita. Rav Shiva said that even when you have a melamed that teaches us something, it doesn't mean necessarily that you have to leave it as just a gzeres hakosuf. Rav Shiva used to say, probably still says, there's only one para aduma in the Torah. Gzeres hakosuf is nishkin para aduma. What does that mean? There are svaras that don't need psukim, but there are svaras that need psukim. So a gzeres hakosuf can be there in order to elevate a svara. It could be that the geder of the gzeres hakosuf is the following svara. I wouldn't have said the svara on my own. It's a svara that I wouldn't have known necessarily. Therefore, the Torah is being mechadish to us the svara. In other words, a person says, listen, someone tells a person to go do an Aveira. Lemaisa, He did it because the person told him. Is that called I'm a shliach or not? Is there enough that I could say I'm shluch hashalom or not? The Gzeres HaKosev tells me no. What's the pshat in the Gzeres HaKosev? Maybe the pshat is that because of Divrei Arav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishaimim, that's the svara of the Gzeres HaKosev. Well, without the svara, no. I'll tell you what. Without the svara, I would say it's even by shoygeg. Tosfos says it's only by mezid. Why? Because it's not gzeres hakosev grub. If it's grub gzeres hakosev, if it's a pashut gzeres hakosev, then it's even by shoygeg. Says Tosfos, it's only by mezid. Why? Because the gzeres hakosev is kippur aduma. The gzeres hakosev has a svara. I want to just end with one thing in this space of Shem we're going to continue with tomorrow. This is a major nakuda in the sugya. The sma is pilei ploim. Say you have to know the sma is one of the gedolei achroinim. You can't just ask a simple question on the sma and ignore him. We asked a poshit kasha on the sma. How could you say it's a svaras kasova shalai yishmaloi if it is exeris akosiv that says shneksum abayim kechadei malamdim? Lemaisa, I never made the shlichos. That what? Okay, but what's the svara? I never made the shlichus. So what's by me'ila and by shlichus yad? I never made the shlichus. Why am I chayiv? I never made him shlich. So what am I chayiv for? That's the pnei shuvus kasha on the sma. It's a bomb kasha. The sma is a pele. And be'emes it's a kasha even on Tosfos, because Tosfos said lemaisa when he's a shoygeg, it doesn't. We say ain't shlich l'dvar. We say yesh shlich l'dvar. So it's a svara. If it's a svara, whatever your svara is, if it's a svara, what's pshat by me'ilo? You're telling me that you're chayiv svara, that you're potter. There's a constant it's megal on the svara, but height it's a svara. So how could you say a psukim that are cared? So the choira we have to say is as follows. Ken Zayin. This that we're mechadesh yesh shliach l'dvar avera by me'ila and by shlichus yad is a new geder, and it's taka not the algemein shlichus. It's not the regular shlichus. Mitzad regular shlichus ain't shliach l'dvar avera. The Torah is being mechadesh a new type of shlichus l'dvar avera. I want to be called shliach. I called something else. Anyone want to help me? Shutvis? I wouldn't say Kamoisei, for sure not. It's the least Kamoisei, I'm going to say. We'll see. I want to say it's the least Kamoisei. I want to say Adarabba. I would say like this. But when do we say Ein Shlech Lidvar Aveira? Ein Shlech Shluch HaShalom Kamoisei Lidvar Aveira. But if I just want to be a shik yingle for Me'ila and for Shlichus Yad, here is Lidvar Aveira. We have to be magdir what that means. But the Fizeh, we can answer the Sma. Ein Achanami. Mitzad regular Shlichus, where you need him to be a Mishaleach, Anana Mishaleach. Obez Nischadish and Nayaradin. On that din, Yesh Shlich Lidvar Aveira. Going to continue with that, Bez Hashem, hopefully tomorrow.
Gabriel pointed out that